This is so great. Baba gave us a microphone, you know. Actually, the song you say something like that. Baba always keep some place for us. Whenever you feel disheartened, whenever you feel lonely, just please come back to this place. And I don't know that what Mathuban is mean for all of you, but I think that it must be very special, right? So that's why you make decision to come to Mathuban this time. And then this song is all about that. Actually, it's all about a special place in our heart. And actually, I think that on behalf of the team, we really hope that Mathuban will give you very, very, very good experience, that when you go back to your country, when you think, when you face something that is maybe not pleasant, you will think about your day here. So that's why this session is all about that for the first timer. We will give you a journal, and this is very nice journal. Oh, sorry. It's a journal for the first timer people. Inside there is a instruction how to spend your day here. From Amrit Vela until class, until everything, until you go to bed. Oh, now many people coming. I'm happy with that. Come, welcome. Not many, huh? Come on, you couldn't escape. Om Shanti Judy Ben. This is first time you can come and join us. Yeah, come and say hello to them. And then yesterday, Sister Judy also gave us a question that what do you think that you want to get from coming here, right? Did you still remember that? Your aim of coming to Mathuban? Remember? You still remember? Right? Remember, right? And then can you just do it a little bit more? Does that aim mean to you? You understand my question? What does the aim of coming to Mathuban, what does that mean to you? Why do you need to achieve the aim? You understand, right? Yeah, just spend maybe that 1 minute think about that. Yesterday you have aim, no? Right? That you come to Mathuban this time, what do you want to get after you going back? Is that right? Okay, very good. And now you just think a little bit more why that aim is very important to you. Okay, this is the first question. And the second one is that if you achieve the aim, what will you gain? You know, what will you gain if you achieve that aim? If you aim that, I want to be caring for myself, this is my aim yesterday. And then if I achieve this, what will you gain from achieving this aim? Is that okay? Okay? You are very good. Thank you for supporting me. Oh, by the time, come on. My name is Sister Jyoti. I'm from Bangkok, Thailand. I'm coordinating Baba Center over there. And she is Sister Kamau. She is from Vietnam. Yeah. Da Nang? Yeah, Da Nang. Okay. Now you think about that. And then maybe you turn to, I think that may be 1 minute, no? After that, I will ask you to turn to your partner and then share that, okay? In English. Is that okay? You are Tamil speaking? We don't have in Tamil, it's okay, no? Anyway, and now please just turn to your anyone who want you want to talk to them. Turn to them and then you share your aim and then you share that why that aim is very important to you. And then you share the third thing is that what will you gain? What will you gain, right, after you achieving that aim? Yeah, please. Okay, now you hear me, right? Yeah, can you coming down? You think better you come down, sister? Come. I call her to come down, no?
Yes, definitely. So going to Baba's meeting for the first time, just to experience how it is, and I assume that then the connection will be even deeper.
Anybody want to share more? Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm Shanti. I'm Isabella from London. So when I was coming here, I was aiming to become as pure version of me as I can. Pure. As pure as I can. In every aspect. And I wanted to say if I achieve it, but not when I achieve it. I will become a bit like my father, Shiv Baba. And he wants us to be like him. So, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So, did you recognize? Oh, you also want to share? Yes, please. Come.
هدفم از اومدن به مادیبان اینه که بیشتر خودم رو بشناسم و بابا رو بشناسم و ببینم که به کجا تعلق دارم و کارهایی که انجام میدم چگونه است. چرا این هدف برام مهمه؟ برای اینکه مسیرم رو مشخص کنم، توانایی هام و قدرت هام رو و همینطور یک برامین ببینم چی کار باید بکنم و چطور باید یه روح شاد، بخشنده و روان و مهربان باشم.
You want translation? Okay. Om Shanti. Her aim for coming to Madhuban is to know more about Baba and herself. And why is it important? I'm just giving you in short. Why is it important? She wants to empower herself to be a true Brahmin. Om Shanti. What's that? She gained.
Benefit.
منفعتت چیه؟ چه منفعتی میبری از این؟
خب
She said actually already that I would become a happy soul. Yeah. گفتی روح خوشحال میشم.
Thank you. Okay, we have one Tamil and then one Japanese. Is that okay? See? Baba has the children in every part of the world, right? So, very good. Maybe Japanese first, is that okay? Yeah, and then go to Tamil.
Om Shanti, from Japan. Yeah, 私は自己変革をしたいと思っております。And power が欲しい。
She would like to have a self-transformation, and she would like to have more power.
はい、そして、after that, 自分が変われば、世界が変わる。世界中を良くしたい。
When I change, the world will change. She wants to transform the world.
Thank you so much. And then this will be the last one, no? Okay, sister? Sri Lanka, right?
Om Shanti. I am from Sri Lanka. Tamil. Sorry, Tamil. Mera Baba aa gaya. I love you, Bab Dada. Thank you. Na vandha enna solrena namma vandu innorathara patti tappa avangala namma nenakila modalla namma manasu dhaan varthapadudhu avangalukku adhu theriyadhu adhanaala namma avangala nalla nenachomna nammala manasu santhosapadum appa andha vithyasam avangalukku theriyadhu avangala patti namma tappa nenakiradhum நம்ம மனசு தான் வருத்தப்படும் சந்தோஷப்படுறதும் நம்ம மனசுல தான் இருக்கும். தேங்க்யூ.
She's telling that she just want to give any sorrow to others. She want to be happy and give happy to others. She wants to give good wishes for others.
Thank you, brother. Actually, you know, I think that because we invest a lot to come here, right? You have to invest your time, your money, and then we should earn as much as possible from this place. So that's why setting the aim is very important. Because when you have your aim, And then the second thing is that, and if you can see also, right, when you achieve the aim, what will you get from that? It will quite that inspire you, right? Okay, this is what I will get. If you think only the aim, it may be a little bit hard work. But if you can see the reward of that, it will inspire you more. So I hope that during this, I don't know, maybe 10 days left from now, you will have your own personal plan. And then to achieve the aim that you share with your partner, not giving sorrow, have a better connection with Baba, to understand him more or to transform yourself. I think when you set the aim, it will be very easy for you. And then, you know, actually Baba is very happy to see all the first timer here. From our day, when we are the first timer to Mathuban, we are waiting because they will ask who is coming for the first time. Baba Dada is asking from the stage, and then he asked us to stand up. And then we are very happy standing up. That they see, we are the new flower of him. And that is very good, very nice. And Baba Dada always have very special message for us as a first timer. It's not easy, right? To get you to today is not easy. It's very hard to find one BK. So you are very precious for us. Like a gift for the Brahmin family. Right? Do you feel that? Yeah, I'm a gift for Baba family. Right? And Baba also very happy with you. So he has special message to you also. Maybe that we can just sit in soul consciousness, go back into your throne, and then maybe the first step, just relax yourself, take a deep breath in, and take a deep breath out, and then just go back and feel yourself that now I'm sitting in front of Baba Dada himself, and now Baba Dada will tell me something which is very personal to me. Okay? Baba said that those who have come to meet Baba Dada for the first time, raise your hand. You come for the first time, raise your hand. And then Baba Dada is specially congratulating the children who have come for the first time by celebrating the pleasure of the gathering at this confluence age. Together with that, he is giving a special blessing. Do you think that which blessing Baba will give you? What do you think the which blessing Baba give you for the first time coming here? Any idea? What will be the blessing? Love? Forget the logic world completely. Wow. And then, what do you think that Baba will give you as the first blessing? Huh? Wow, Baba, wow. Okay. Baba said that, may you be immortal. May you be immortal. Immortal. You know, immortal, right? Never die. And please, come back again next year, okay? May you be immortal. After celebrating a meeting with Baba at Amrit Vela, always remember this blessing for the whole day. I am immortal. A child of immortal father. I am a soul who is going to attain an immortal status. You may take another bird, but your happiness and peace will remain immortal. Acha. Acha. Okay, maybe only this. And then please turn on page 12. Yes. What feelings? is awake, Bab Dada awakening in me when he speaks to me in such a personal way. And what bond is created between him and me. So, please turn on the page 12 and write down some thought. 12. And write down some thought. 12. Or you want to listen to another two more messages. The first one is that Baba give you a blessing, right? May you be immortal. May your happiness remain immortal. That's so great, huh? Okay, before that, maybe I read the second one to you. We still have some time. Baba also asks again, who has come for the first time? Those who come for the first time, raise your hand. See, Baba always asks to raise your hand. And then, raise your hand high. You mean high, high, high. Okay, very good. And then, and wave them also. Raise high and wave them like that. Yeah. And then, so many have come. You know how many have come for the first time this year? 80. Yeah. Wow. Wow. First timer? This session, this group? 80. Like you. Actually, we are 80 people. Yeah, it's a big number. Now, you know, it's very hard to find the new people. So you are very courageous one. Very good. Congratulations. Yeah, Baba said congratulations. Baba Dada is pleased that the children of the previous cycle. Did you feel? You're the children of the previous cycle? The children of the previous cycle have once again reached their family. Therefore, those who have come last must now show wonders. Baba want you to show some wonders and don't remain behind. You have come last, but don't remain behind. Remain ahead of all. For this, you will have to make intense effort. Okay? The children who have courage receive help from Bab Dada and the family. It's good because you children are the decoration of the family. So, all of those who have come are the decoration of Mathuban. Acha. Wow. Okay, now you listen to two messages already. Now think about that. What is remain in your heart? Which Bab Dada version touched your heart? And which one is awakened something inside me? Is there something inside me awakened because of this Bab Dada's version? If you need more clarification, you can raise your hand, no? Om Shanti, did you finish your journaling? You know, actually journaling is very, very good way because at the moment you can use like that your body, your thought, your mind as laboratory during you stay here. And here there is so many reflective questions which will be very useful for you. So maybe each day in the morning, You can go through this because inside this small book, there is some suggestion how to go to sleep, how to wake up, how to eat, how to walk, how to converse, talk to other people, things like that, no? So it's very, very useful for you. And inside there are also some reflective questions that you can experiment on this, and you will get full benefit from your stay in Mathuban. But now, I think that it would be great if you can share with someone, not the same person, maybe the new people. You share with them the feeling that Avyak Babdada awakening in you when he spoke to you, right? And then what bond is created between you and him. Okay, so you find the next one. So I give you maybe 3 minutes. Okay. Chalo is hurry, huh? Go. Yeah, swap. 1 minute more, okay? You have only 1 minute left. Okay, time's up. Om Shanti.
Testing 1, 2, okay. I feel uncertain because of the effort and wonders required, but feel empowered by his support and believe in me. As also the inclusion in the family, being part of his team, happy to see my path come here, knowing I have a part to play. Yeah. Should I repeat the whole thing or just the last part? Yeah. Okay. I feel uncertain because of the effort and the wonders required. Yeah. And when I was reading his text, but I feel empowered by his support and belief in me. As also the inclusion in the family being part of his team. Happy to see my path come here, knowing that I have a part to play.
He felt that sense of belonging. It's like a poem, right? Very good. Thank you, brother. Anyone else? Come. My Malaysian sister? Yeah. She is my neighbor.
Okay, so the first question is, what feelings is Avyak Babdada awakening in me when he speaks to me in such a personal way? For this, I have answered that he is instilling determination in me because this is my first time. And of course, we have not met any of the dadis. So even still, we have Sudesh Didi to get all the powers from. So even if we come last, our own efforts will make our own our results, sorry. And he has also given me the confidence to continue my transformation journey. As our Japanese sister said, self-transformation is world transformation. So that's the first question. The second one would be, what bond is created between him and me? I wrote, the bond between him and I is of a caring nurturer and a small child. He always has his points and his wisdom that truly inspires me as a learning kid. So he's a good nurturer. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to share? Come. Thank you so much. Yeah. And then the sister from Sri Lanka.
Here?
No,
I
have to use microphone.
You come here, sister. Is it too loud? Not too loud, no? Now Baba asked us to decorate Mathuban. So I thought when I'm walking alone, walking along the pathway, I will read what I have written. Babdada asked to decorate Mathuban. Yes, when I walk along pathways of Mathuban, when I see brothers and sisters moving so silently, I think angels are moving around. So yes, Babdada wants his children to decorate Mathuban like that. That means without our help, Bab Dada can't create the new world also. So that's how we must decorate Madhuban, being with Bab Dada. So for the second question, the bondage between him and me, I thought the bond he created is not to think about other people too much. Sometimes we overthink about even within our family members, we overthink. So not to overthink too much. My motto is only Baba, none other.
So here will be the decoration in Madhuban, right? And I think that you can, speak out maybe one word that Bab Dada is awakening in you. The feeling that is like that the brother, he is the feeling of belonging, right? This one is the feeling that, affirmation, right? He affirmed the Malaysian sister. He is looking at her as decoration. And if there is only one word, what will be that word for you that Baba is awakening in you? You? Child of? Oh, I am a lovely child of the father. Good. And then? Tamil speaking, maybe one word that Bab Dada is awakening in you. Who anybody? Yeah, maybe this is the first. I am instrument. Good. Yeah, sister, Farsi sister. Love. Oh, love from Baba to you, right? Good. Yes, in Japanese, okay.
Shindai.
Faith. Faith in God. Wow. You are so good. Are you sure you are first timer? It doesn't look like, no? Very good. And then this from these four people? Blessing. Oh, I am his student. And Filipino sister? Protected. Pressure. Valuable. Precious. Right? Oh, that's great. And you know, you are all very, very special Bab Dada children. Because I got special blessing for you. I bought this from Thailand. And this is handmade one. Only for this group. Not for the other people. And don't tell them, no? This one is very special for you. It's his love for you, okay? It's very nice. It's handmade. And I help one sister making that. And you can put it in your pocket, something like that, huh? Okay, so we will end with some meditation. We have to do some commentary. Anyway, we may be doing sitting in meditation. You know how to do meditation, right? What is the first step of doing meditation? Yeah. Okay, before that, we may have to relax our body, right? You can choose anything. You can choose a deep breath in and deep breath out, and then really feel relaxed your body. And then turn your thought from the other things back here and see yourself like a point of light. Sit in your forehead. And this is like your inner sanctuary. You sit in there. And then it's like a small room. You sit in your small room and you're looking out through the window. And your eyes
your window. Okay? You sit there. And then you connect with Baba. And you receive so much love from him to you. And then through your windows, you just try the love. You connect with him, right? And now inside you is light. So much light inside. And then you try the light of love, through your eyes. And when you are ready, please come and take your blessing. So when you come to take your blessing, please show your light of love. And then you can share your light of, get your blessing, and then you share the light of love to your first-timer friends. Okay?